What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking with Mike and an arrest for hate crimes up in Canada, which is sounding a warning that all of these so-called democratic, humanitarian, human rights governments are, in fact, starting a crackdown on anybody who refuses to go along with the official agenda on anything. So you're talking about your associate, this host. He's got a YouTube channel, and he was arrested. He was treated very kindly and gently by the arresting people and the Crown prosecutor. And again, what was the specific crime he was charged under?
So I can't remember the name of the specific act, but it boils down to any kind of hate speech toward an identifiable group, which, as I pointed out, I mean, does that mean if I say that most of the painters I've ever met in my life are a bunch of drunken bums? I mean, this is really really broad and really vague language. And so, and as I mentioned earlier, there's actually been a second arrest now. A member of the NDP party appeared on CBC News, and this is a gay man. And if you don't know about Canadian politics, the NDP party is basically extreme socialist. And this gay socialist appeared on state television to say that he had concerns about ISIS-style Wahhabist ideology infecting Canada and that we needed to do something about it. And he was arrested right after that interview under the same law. So they're turning on their own. So even these progressive types that think that this is a good thing, they're even dragging the net in on them now. And so, yeah, but what Kevin told me was that the Peel District police, the prosecutor, they seemed like they felt terrible about it. And here's the other thing. Usually in Canada, if you get charged with something, they throw every charge in the book that they can at you. He was only charged with one thing, and he's actually spoken out quite a bit about the whole LGBTQ thing. I mean, if you're familiar with the situation in Canada, it's absolutely disgusting. We have eight-year-olds being dressed up as girls and paraded in front of catcalling gay men in clubs to promote the trans agenda, I guess. And Kevin was speaking out on that. So, I mean, they could have gone into the archives of his channel and really nailed him. He's been getting death threats from prominent business owners and government officials, and we're seeing this as an attempt by them to get him into jail where he can be murdered, basically, because they told him they were going to do it. And the interesting thing is that the people in law enforcement and prosecution seem like they're on his side, and in fact, a lot of the information that he gets is provided to him by law enforcement. I'll give you a really good example of that. There was a story that he broke from Windsor, Ontario, where there was a car accident and the police who attended had found that the men in the car had crashed their car while they were on their way to a Christian university to shoot the place up. They had guns in the trunk and they flat out told the cops what they were going to do. And the police were ordered not to report this to any media, but they leaked it to Kevin J. Johnston, and so he broke that story. In fact, if you'd like, Mike, I could get him on your show if you want to have him as a guest. He would have a lot to talk about.
I would like to have that. And this is starting to feel to me, I mean, given this, first of all, the laws are overly broad. One person's hate speech is another person's general opinion. When you talk about any specific group, you can take two people together and say there's the specific group. As I understand that law, yes, you could be in trouble for saying most of the house painters I've met are a bunch of drunks. I could get in trouble for saying most of Congress are a bunch of drunks, and the fact that it may be true is no defense. But it sounds to me right now the globalists are feeling the pressure from the nationalists, and this pushback against trying to blur all the Muslims and Christians together is really starting to build. And it feels to me like this is what's motivating this. The globalists are saying we have to tamp down any more opposition to flooding the Christian nations with Muslims because we need that for the New World Order. And when we get down to the section of the talking points about globalism, there does seem to be this effort to reassert. George Soros is not done mucking about with the world, unfortunately.
No, he's not. No, he's not. But I'll tell you what, I'm encouraged greatly about this situation because since Justin Trudeau got elected, and I'd like to make clear, Justin Trudeau is just a figurehead. He doesn't actually make any decisions. You know, he doesn't really have a lot of power in the Canadian parliamentary system. But Canadians that supported him in the beginning are beginning to really turn against him. I know people specifically that when during the election they told me, well, we're going to vote for Trudeau because it'll be kooky and fun and he's got great hair and I like him. You know what I mean? And you ask him, what is policy? I don't know. Right. So but now even those people are getting sickened by what they're seeing in this situation in Canada. And there's this uneasiness. And I think that that those types of socialists that have been infecting our country are really going to get a wake-up call. You're going to see somewhat of a Trump effect north of the 49th parallel, as we saw with Brexit. And so, you know, whether you like Trump or not, it was definitely a spit in the eye of the globalists and Clintonistas and what have you. So, I mean, that is encouraging. But right now, we're being plunged into it. And I don't know whether to be mad at Justin Trudeau or thank him, because he single-handedly woken up more people than, you know, people would kind of go to sleep when there's a conservative government thinking everything's okay. And, you know, so he's single-handedly woken up more people to that agenda than I ever could. So I don't know whether to send him a thank you note or what.
No, I'd go with the thank you note or you're going to get a knock on the door here. All right, well, Mike, I just got the YouTube video about Kevin Johnston being arrested. I just put it up at whatreallyhappened.com. And we're going to let you go here. But, yeah, let's keep up this discussion and keep me informed about what's going on up there, because this is very alarming. We're seeing a lot of wet work down here. There was the attack on John McAfee the other day. And it's a time of concern for anybody who dares to speak truth to power. Power is apparently getting ready to fight back in a very ugly, underhanded way. And these days, my web server, it's under more constant hacker attack today than it was just before the election when Hillary's people were trying to shut it down. So something is definitely changed out there. And I think those who wanted the globalist New World Order are realizing their plans are falling apart, and they're just going to try and crack down on anybody who's speaking out in opposition to their agenda, which, yes, I am one of those people.
Absolutely. So I will put Kevin in touch with you. You want me to just have him email you, or should I give him your phone number, or what?
Yeah, just go ahead and have him email me, and we'll get him booked onto the show.
You got it. Thanks for having me on, Mike, and keep up the great work. And we will be having Kevin on American Hawk Radio on Saturday, 2 to 4 Central, at AmericanHawkRadio.com right after Roger Stone.
All right. Well, thank you for that information, and we're going to let you go here. We're going to do a quick shout-out. We're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates rejoining the network, and we're going to go to Dustin in New Jersey. Dustin, thank you for being so patient and waiting, but that was very important information to get on out about Kevin Johnston being arrested. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike. Yeah, another satisfied customer of the Marxist paradise there in Canada, huh?
Yeah. Boy, Canada sure changed since I was there.
Mike, I got to keep saying this because people are going to... It's a globalist, neoliberal, Marxist empire. They don't want... They want open borders. People don't realize they want free speech only for them.
Yes.
Globally. Anybody,
yeah.
Even in
and
Germany...
You can have democracy. You can have democracy as long as you vote for the people we want you to vote for.
Yeah, exactly. But if you look, they follow in the same playbook because it's an oligarchy. It's a small group of people. Like Germany wants to crack down on free speech, you know, of hate speech, you know, anything that they deem hateful, you know, that can mean anything, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, it's the same. You know, it's the same playbook. I mean, it's so easy to figure out.
You know, German beer sucks. That's hate speech. Lock them up.
hey, Mike. Not the Canadian caller, but the caller before that. I voted for Trump, but I hate to tell him this, but the Russians are the ones who defeated ISIS. It wasn't Trump. Trump has his hands tied. The military-industrial complex is the ones running the show. like, Trump's a figurehead. He can get some stuff done. But if you just look at the attack on the Syrian army by the military-industrial complex slash NATO, and also with, you know, that ordering of the cruise missile strike, which I still think was most likely just, I would say it was just more for window dressing. Because
well, it was an embarrassment. Most of the missiles missed their target, and that's a real-world demonstration people are going to be looking at when they're getting ready to make their weapons buys. Donald Trump is, because of all this swamp and Russia and everything going on, he's being forced to make some compromises. In fact, Politico is now saying that Donald Trump made the announcement about transgenders in the military in order to secure funding for his border wall. So he's out there trying to make the best deals that he can, but he is being forced to make compromises. As far as the cruise missile attack on Syria, we know he was lied into it by the head of the CIA.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. Trump still needs to get rid of everybody in the CIA, Mike. I mean, everybody, and the NSA, and shut that Utah place. I'm telling you, if he doesn't, it's going to take them forever to pick out the bad apples, because there's a lot of them on the left and the right. There is no parties, people. There's no Republican and there's no Democrat. It's globalist, John McCain, well, Lindsey Graham. You know the list.
Yeah, I know the list. I don't think Trump needs to fire the entire CIA or NSA or FBI, just everybody above the level of a department head, you know, because it's those people at the very, very top, the directors and assistant directors and all the rest. They're the ones who are the political monsters, if you will, and they spend all their time gaming for more power. And again, they let that power go to their heads, and they start thinking that really they know what's best for the country rather than the voters and the Congress and the president. Like I've pointed out many times before, when J. Edgar Hoover was head of the FBI, he called his office the seat of the American government. He was running the show because he had the blackmail goods on all the on the top politicians, and he felt that was his job, that he knew what was best for the United States, and yet he himself was being blackmailed. Which is why, while he was head of the FBI, Hoover refused to acknowledge there was such a thing as organized crime.
Yeah, I mean, Mike, we also all know how empires end.
Yes.
Slowly, then suddenly. And if you look at Debbie Wasserman Schultz, again, with the hard drives, it's a classic example of this oligarchy that is above the law. And people need to stop thinking, oh, well, Trump's going to fix it. Trump's got his hands tied now with these sanctions. I don't think he can veto this, right?
I'm afraid not. The House has come up with a veto-proof majority to pass these sanctions. And, again, it's just another attempt to provoke these other countries into doing something where the U.S. can get a war going and say, oh, it was their fault, they attacked us. That's the only thing, the only reason why we're not already in a hot war all around the globe is because the U.S. government needs to make it look like it's the other country's fault. And all of these other countries know that's the game. And so they're sitting back and they're accepting the abuse and the punishment, just waiting for the U.S. to wear itself out. The one exception, of course, is North Korea. And Kim Jong-un is apparently too dumb to figure out what the game is coming from Washington, D.C., which is why they're back to talking about war with North Korea.
Hey, Mike, you know, the best thing to happen to Russia was the sanctions, because it forced them to diversify. And short-term pain is long-term gain, Mike. And, like, these new sanctions are going to just hurt the Europeans, which is going to hurt the U.S. We're shooting ourselves in the foot. It's ridiculous. Like, these people are so stupid and they're evil and they're just so screwed up now. I mean, Mike, I think we're getting close, man, to the end of this whole scheme.
I agree. I am seeing so many parallels between what's going on in this country right now and what was happening in the Soviet Union in the months leading up to that collapse. It's on the way. And that's another reason why they're desperate to get a global war going, because the government is believing that if they can get a major war going, that we, the American people, are going to forget all about the crime and the corruption and the violation of our civil rights and the looting and plundering of our wealth by the bankers, and we'll throw the flag a snappy salute and fling our babies onto the designated enemy's bayonets. And it did work back in 1907 and 1929, but it's a very different America today, because back in the start of World War I and World War II, the American people were very naive, they were innocent, they trusted what the government was saying. It's a different world today. The U.S. government has lost the trust and confidence of the American people. The corporate media cannot control what the American people are thinking anymore, which is why getting into a new hot war is going to be an absolute disaster and will only accelerate the collapse of the U.S. government.
Well, I hate to tell you, Mike, I think it's going to be really a lot worse than what the Soviet Union went through, just because we have a lot of people that are used to handouts, and they're very violent. Like, a lot of the leftists are violent, and I don't know how they're going to react to things like crumbling around them. They just won't be able to handle, like, if the power went off and they can't use their cell phones, you know, for like a month, you know, like, they just won't react kindly to other people, I believe. I think it's going to be a lot worse than the Soviet Union. They're brought up differently, Mike. We're all screwed up here.
You're absolutely right. One area that is of concern to me is in the former Soviet Union, where products were made to last and be repairable, most people knew how to fix small problems with their cars and appliances and so forth. Our culture, where everything is made to be disposable, you're not allowed to get into the car, certainly not its computer. The American people, by and large, on average, don't have the necessary skills to keep their appliances and car running in the absence of that support structure that we're all encouraged to be dependent on. And in that regard, yes, things will be a little bit worse. But again, out of that hardship, we may go back to that wisdom of saying we demand products that are built to last. We demand products that are built so we can fix them ourselves when necessary. And people are going to give up art history majors and go back to, you know, appliance repair as something to study.
Invest in guillotine stock.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yes, and by the way, whoever checked out those blueprints for the guillotine, please check them back in. There's a long waiting list of people who want to copy those things off.
Well, you make sure it's going to have a titanium blade because it's got to last a long time. Thanks, Mike.
You got it here. Unfortunately, contrary to the movies, titanium does not actually make a good blade. Makes a great handle, but not a good blade. So anyway, let's go to Anthony in California. Thank you very much for waiting. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi, Mike. I wanted to talk to you about, this is a totally different topic. I'm reading something about hacking the human body. Scientists now are able to use computer code to change your DNA.
Well,
that's
something they've been trying to work toward for a long time. Unfortunately, the primary tool for editing DNA, turns out it's causing mistranscriptions in other parts of the genome. They're trying to fix that one. But
well,
again,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I see this as an extraordinarily dangerous technology because we still do not know all that there is to know about how DNA interacts with our biochemistry. And some of the mistakes that have surfaced during early GMO have shown they don't really know all that's going on. And, of course, the most benign example would be the Roundup Ready corn, which they got the result in the corn that they wanted. It was immune to glyphosate. But at the same time, the stalks of the corn turned out to be much tougher than the natural variety, so the farmers had to buy Kevlar belted tires. Now, it's a minor point, but it demonstrates because DNA is so self-referential, that's how they get all that information into such a tiny molecule. When you alter one part of that DNA, inevitably other parts of the organism are going to be affected, and nobody knows how to predict that. Most of these GMO corporations aren't even looking for that.
Well, you know, Mike, I was just watching this news article on One America News Network.
Yes.
And they were talking about the same thing I was talking about. And they're able to look at the strands of a particular, you know, plant or organism through a computer program and map out the strands of DNA.
They've been able to map out the genome for quite some time. There was even a human genome program, and they're mapping out the other genomes. But going on in and editing it is extraordinarily dangerous. It's the most dangerous technology we have. Anyway, Anthony, got to let you go. Got to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back with some news.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Let's get back to some news here. We're talking about the war zones here. And Russia has announced that they are bolstering their military potential in the south in response to emerging threats. And that is, of course, all of these NATO war games, the deployment of THAAD, all of these aggressive moves being made by the West to encircle and basically corral Russia. Russia knows the U.S. wants a war with them, and they're pre-positioning. They're responding to all of these drills. Now, of course, in the corporate media, it's more signs of Russian aggression. How dare they move their defensive forces near our invaders? That proves that they're evil and need to be invaded here. Meanwhile, Russia is threatening retaliation if the U.S. blocks diplomatic entry visas. This little argument over diplomats, numbers of diplomats, persona non grata in these two properties is continuing, just going back and forth and back and forth. And again, I almost wish the giant alien mothership would hover over Washington, D.C. and just throw a big ice bucket challenge all over them and say, all right, kids, cut it out. I understand why our young people are so messed up today. They're being told that they have to grow up and learn to act like adults when they can clearly see the leadership of government and corporations behaving like small children. It's a classic case of a mixed message here. Now, as you know, the U.S. is sending purely defensive weapons to Ukraine. And yet we are hearing from articles like this one in Sputnik News, it is impossible to prevent these U.S. weapons being sent to Ukraine from expanding the conflict. Now, of course, the arguments over the eastern Ukraine and Crimea are going on, and already Ukraine is being carved up for sale. 900 state-owned enterprises are going to be privatized by the oligarchs. They're buying up all of these assets that are supposed to be the collective property of the Ukrainian people, and they're going to privatize them and rent them back to the people. Out of 3,444 state enterprises, 893 are subject to privatization this year and next year. That's one quarter of the publicly owned assets of Ukraine are going to be sold into private hands. Maybe. Poroshenko seems to be in trouble because a Kiev court has ordered the security service to launch a probe against Poroshenko. They're accusing him of high treason, which strikes me as long overdue. Even his own people do not like it. Apparently, the plan to bring Finland into NATO has dropped, at least for the moment. Apparently, Finland is getting cool on the idea of NATO because they can see that NATO is heading toward a war, and Finland would rather sit this one out. I think most of those countries would. Meanwhile, over in Yemen, the Red Cross is expecting the deaths from cholera will double by the end of the year to over 600,000. And I have to tell you, I am not convinced this is a natural, organic, normal breakout. Remember Haiti following the earthquake? The UN workers brought cholera in with them, killed off huge numbers of people, was covered up. But basically, the Arab world's richest country, Saudi Arabia, has gone to war against the Arab world's poorest country. They've imposed a starvation blockade. This is the world's largest humanitarian crisis, and it's basically being ignored by the corporate media, because they're busy telling you that Trump and Russia are colluding. Now, over in Libya, a little bit of good news. Basically, Libya has been a disaster ever since the NATO war to remove... we got to take a break for commercials. I'll come back to this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to the phones here. Keith in Montana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, Mike, I want to thank you for all you're doing.
Thank you.
Have you heard of Myron C. Thigon?
The name rings a bell, but beyond that,
if
no.
If you think of the Benjamin Friedman era,
yeah,
1967. He has an audio thing on archive.org. I believe I sent you the link. It's a play-by-play. It's almost like listening to you as you do the All Wars or Bankers Wars, except it goes into really good detail about the Rothschild all through Germany and the setting up of this satanic, I want to call it a form of communism, that would, in its outreach program, turn the Muslims onto the Christians and then onto the Jews, because they'll be discarded once they get their satanic New World Order.
Well, yeah, I got to tell you right now, anytime somebody puts in a descriptor like satanic this and that, I tend to lose interest on that. I'd rather be dealing with the nuts and bolts of what's going on. There is no question that the owners of the world's private central banks want to consolidate their control. They're very unhappy about countries that do not allow private central banking. They're very unhappy with countries that are trying to break free of private central banking, like Bolivia just did. Again, private central banking, it's not about banking. It's not about what's best for the people, for the country. It is a tool for enslavement. And now they're going for global enslavement.
Well, yeah, that's the entire premise of his speech there, or talk. He goes on to talk about how they're going to use the UN to push this globalist agenda. They've got all their insiders in through this the communism, and that's why when I keep hearing this democracy, I laugh because, it's the United States is communist. It's sold as socialism but cloaked as a democracy. Democracies don't go around the world bombing people and stuff like that, or trying to impose their wills on other people. But that audio thing is like, 151 minutes and 24 seconds long. But historically, he reads off all the papers and everything like that of how they, just like you did in All Wars or Bankers Wars, how they started the financing, character that came over here to get the banks going, how they did it. Really historical value
you could
there.
Send,
but
if you could send me that link again, if you could send that link to me again, I'll certainly repost it. Unfortunately, as money aggregates into fewer and fewer hands, it becomes its own force. And that kind of wealth can even take on a life of its own, where those who are in charge of that much wealth and power may have a change of heart and decide they want to go in another direction. But because of the attraction of all that wealth, their subordinates may arrange for them to be removed and just take on over. And it's almost like it is the money itself that is in control of the world rather than the people who think they are in control of the money.
Right. And there was one other fact that I thought was interesting there. He highlights how the, those useless ones will be taken out. And he goes on through whether it was the amount of Jews that died under the Bolsheviks. But they don't care about death. It reminds me of Brzezinski saying that it was easier to control a million than kill a million, but today it was easier to kill a million than control them. But he goes on to say, and I thought this was really important, it almost like it's like it was being read today, because he was highlighting, he didn't use the word fake news, but that will be used as a premise to control all communications to where it's only issued from whichever organization they set up, kind of like George Orwell,
Yes.
And I think that the fake news thing is going to be turned against the alternate media, even the regular media, until you've got these globalists that control all the media, and that's going to be inherently what you're going to hear. And I mean, it's just, no matter where you go, it's at gas pumps, drive-ins, everything. You got the little store, screens that pop up when you pull the pump on the, a gas pump. You're being fed news, no matter whether you walk into a pub or anything like that, it's going to be a state-mandated TV type stuff,
Yeah, just like George Orwell. I mean, we ran a story a couple of weeks ago. CNN apparently actually pays the airports to have those screens at the airline gates where people are just sitting and they're being bombarded with the propaganda. Same thing at the, I don't know if the post office is being paid or not, but you go to the post office, there's always a TV screen with CNN on there. Our bank has a TV in the waiting line area. Used to be CNN, but I guess even the bank tellers got fed up with that. Now they're running the cooking channel. It's just trying to just saturate us completely so we come to accept what they're saying is true. It's not working. Trust in the media is definitely on a decline right now, and they're not sure what to do about it because they can't start telling the truth without undoing all of the agenda. All they can do is continue to come up with more and more spectacular lies, and the more outrageous the lies become, the more obvious it becomes that it is a lie, like Assad gassing his own people at Idlib.
Well, that's like down in Duterte down in the Philippines. They're now saying that he's killing his own. It's the same premise as Syria. But I'll let you go here. But I want to say one other thing. I think if you took the word satanic off of there and you just use the premise of moralists, that they are so moralist, they don't care how many they kill, the methodology of the way they do it. I mean, he goes through about how it's going to ignite the Middle East, turn Russia, everyone against each other. And, of course, when the smoke clears, they'll have their utopia. I mean, that's what they think. And I think, as you were talking about earlier, they see that this is unraveling on them right now, and they're going to do everything to kind of pull it back together.
Hmm. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. They're hitting the panic button. Excuse me, I'm having a coughing fit here. And excuse
me. That's right. I'll let you go here, but give me a moisture, Senator, because we're burning up over here in Montana, okay?
All right, we'll try and do that. We'll take one of these hurricanes that's heading toward us and shove it up your way.
It's still smoky in the valley here right now, you wouldn't believe.
All right, well, we'll send a hurricane up there.
All right, Keith,
we're going to let you go here. And, believe it or not, one of the hurricanes, one of the really big, powerful ones, 120-mile-an-hour winds at the core and aimed at us is, I'm not kidding you, called Hurricane Hillary. So she's out for revenge, I would guess, here. Okay, getting on back to the news. We were talking before the commercial break about Libya and how basically it fell apart following intervention to get rid of Muammar Gaddafi. And Keith raises a good point. How can we call ourselves a democracy when we've been going all around the world overthrowing democratically elected rulers and imposing these juntas, these puppet rulers? Obviously, the two statements don't line up. Well, apparently, French President Macron has managed to start a process that might tone things down in Libya. He's gotten the two most influential leaders in Libya to have a meeting. He's hosted them to try and bring Libya back together, to reconcile between the Libyan people's desire for a true democracy and the officially internationally recognized puppet regime being imposed from without. But what's really interesting about this story is they're openly acknowledging that there was a NATO invasion that killed Muammar Gaddafi. Now, if you'll remember, back when all of that was going down, what did the American corporate media tell you? Oh, it's a revolution. The Libyan people are standing up against the evil dictator Muammar Gaddafi, that terrorist. They're finally going to kick him out. And now they're saying, yeah, it came in from outside. It was largely authored and agitated for by Hillary Clinton. Remember that video where she said, we came, we saw, he died, and then she cackles like the Wicked Witch of the West. That's where that came from. And now they're acknowledging, this was another U.S. Overthrow. Now, for some reason, Donald Trump is amping up the rhetoric on Iran, saying that Iran will face big problems if it does not adhere to the nuclear deal. And he's basically out there with this warning. Just a week after the White House certified to Congress that Iran is complying with the agreement, it signed with the P5+1 group, just after the IAEA verified yet again that Iran is in full compliance with the terms of the P5+1 deal. It is the United States that has not fulfilled all of their obligations to Iran by unfreezing Iranian assets and lifting sanctions. So why all the tough talk now? Well, Iran may realize they are still in the U.S. crosshairs. Remember when Wesley Clark leaked out that grand plan for the conquest of the Middle East? The last name on the list was Iran, which was supposed to be invaded and overthrown and conquered in 2008. They're a little off the timeline, obviously. And so basically, Rouhani is now out there saying that Iran is going to work on strengthening their defensive weapons in response to the new U.S. sanctions. Because right after the White House certified Iran was obeying the P5+1 deal, they threw more sanctions on there. And all the sanctions are going to do are drive Iran closer to Russia and China. So Iran is out there saying we're going to strengthen their defensive weapons. And I think they're using that word specifically so that the Western media can't say Iran is preparing to invade and attack war. Remember that ludicrous story that came on down about how Iran is going to get nuclear-tipped ballistic missiles from North Korea and they will launch all across the Middle East? No, Iran's not going to do that. First of all, it's not in their nature. Iran has not initiated a war of conquest against another nation in 200 years, and certainly has not done so since the Iranian Revolution of 1979 that kicked out their U.S. puppet ruler, the Shah. It's not in their nature. They want to be left alone. They just want to live their lives, do their business, and that's it. That's all they really want. That's all most everybody on the planet wants. It's just a few psychotics in positions of power that want to play the grand game of empire. And again, a reminder, nations that have nuclear weapons are not going to haul off and use them without any reason. Nuclear weapons are weapons of deterrence to send a message to other countries. The cost of invading us will exceed any potential gain. That's what nuclear weapons are for, deterrence. The only time a nuclear weapon has been used to attack another country is by the United States against Japan. Even if Saddam had had nuclear weapons, he was never a threat to the countries around him. Same thing applies to Iran. Same thing applies to North Korea. Meanwhile, with regards to North Korea, it's starting to look like South Korea's new president does not have full control over his own military, because apparently Seoul is going to mount a one-ton warhead on their 500-mile range ballistic missile. And it's an increase from the 1,100-pound warhead. It's also probably going to adversely impact the range, but apparently this is being done with the blessing of Washington, D.C. It's another provocation. Now, once again, Vladimir Putin is coming on in and proving to the world he is a statesman, because apparently Putin and Russia are developing economic ties with North Korea. They share a narrow land border, and they're trading with each other. And Putin is saying that their North Korean ties and economic partnership are an important aspect. And they're unconcerned with this idea that North Korea is a threat to the region. And Putin is sending a signal. If there is a U.S. invasion of North Korea, at the very least, Russia will be neutral. They will not allow the U.S. to invade North Korea from the Russian shared border. At worst, it means Russia will militarily support North Korea with more weapons, material, whatever. Going to stalemate the U.S. again, like Russia has done in Syria and so many other places. Now, apparently over at the CIA, Michael Collins is saying we shouldn't be worried about Russia. China is the greater threat. Ooh, bad China. Now, China really isn't a threat to you or to me. Russia isn't a threat to you or to me. Neither is Iran. It is the U.S. government stealing other nations' wealth to try and clean up the economic mess they themselves created. That's the threat. The threat is purely this argument over ink and paper, because as the U.S. economy continues to implode, people are turning away from the U.S. dollar, because it's not backed by anything but the future slave labor of the American people, and there aren't enough Americans to make good on all those treasury bonds. And if the treasury bonds collapse and they're in a bubble, then the Federal Reserve note becomes worthless. China and Russia are acquiring gold to back the ruble and the yuan with, and they are far more attractive as currencies, and countries are turning to them. That's the only real threat. Russia and China are a threat to the Federal Reserve. Well, if the Federal Reserve is concerned about it, let those fat old bankers go on over there and have a war with Russia and China. But the fat old bankers didn't get to be fat old bankers by going on out and fighting their own wars. They want your kids to go on over there and destroy the ruble and yuan so that they can go on bleeding the American people dry with their private central banks. All right, we're going to take a couple more phone calls. Terry in Oregon, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, more than one person has said Iran is the biggest exporter of terrorism. The only thing I know about that is that they send some money to Hezbollah. Hezbollah is protecting South Lebanon against the invaders from their south, and they were fighting ISIS in Syria. Is there anything else that Hezbollah is doing that's terrorist?
Israel calls Hezbollah a terrorist group. Nikki Haley is now up there at the UN trying to get the Security Council to declare them a terrorist group. But it's just a label. I mean, one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. It's just an arbitrary label that's put on out there to demonize a group. And there is no evidence that Iran is tinkering with other countries anywhere near to the extent you see coming from Israel in the United States. And when you look at the fact that Obama and Hillary Clinton were, in fact, arming ISIS and al-Qaeda in Syria, then obviously the United States is a state sponsor of terror far more than Iran ever could be. Thank you for the call, Terry. We've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor. And for some, there is no choice. But again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to take another phone call. James in Japan. Aloha. Ohayou gozaimasu. What's on your mind?
Ohayou gozaimasu. Genki desu ka, Michael?
Genki desu. Anata wa?
Watashi genki. Thank you. Michael, you got to stop going on about this whole Assad stuff about the chemical weapons because actually Assad and his son, they visited Aleppo after all the damage that was committed, and they went to a falafel stand, and his son did pass some gas.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
I stand all corrected. Right. I stand corrected. Okay.
All right. All right. I'm upset with the whole, I'm really upset with the whole Russia thing. I'm not living in America, as you know.
Yes.
But to me, it seems like it's just, they're trying to push this whole democratic, the Democrat crimes away and put it towards Trump, you know, like for all the bad things that they did. And it really disgusts me, you know, just is getting so disgusting. And then when you get people coming up and they're like clappers, we should have a coup and all this stuff. And it's really making me kind of crazy. What do you think about that?
Well, it's almost like two people get into a fist fight in the alley and they both realize that they're in a position where neither one can stop fighting. There's no way to say, all right, let's call this off. It's really being stupid. And so they're both feeling cornered, and so all they can do is keep on slugging. And I could almost picture 20, 30 years down the road in a very different America, and we're still going to have all these really old Hillary supporters lurching at us out of alleys and muttering about spare change and then going on and on about how Trump was, you know, working with Russia to steal the election from Hillary.
I really appreciate that Trump is trying to push the AG to finally try and prosecute Hillary. That was what he promised during his campaign trial.
Yeah, I think that idea about possibly firing Sessions was Trump's warning shot across the bow, saying, you know, there are some real crimes out there confirmed by the FBI, Title 18 violations. Why are you not doing something about that? And so I would not be at all surprised to see Sessions replaced in the near future. I just don't want to see Rudy Giuliani be the new AG. Trump needs an attorney general who's outside the narcocracy, who's really going to come on in and start doing some serious prosecutions. And it could get ugly. If you look at the history of Sicily's fight against organized crime and how many mayors and police chiefs were just being gunned down in the streets when they were trying to deal with that, we could see it come to that here in this country to get rid of this narcocracy. But we're already seeing people getting killed left and right. Okay, anyway, got to let you go. Got to take a break for station identification. Back with another phone call after these few words.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.